Apale, welcome to Caló con el Marfa. This is a show about words and expressions from that old Rio Grande tongue known as Caló. The hope is it'll refresh your knowledge if you already speak it, and if you're new to this language, teach you how to cabulear de aqueas en Caló. Órale, the onda this week is chavalón or chavalona. It's an adjective that means a youngish man. Chavalona means a youngish woman. We've already covered the root of this word, chavalo or chavala, which means kid or post-toddler minor. Chavalón is used to either assign someone to the upper end of the chavalo age group or to say that someone presents as a younger person than their age would indicate. You're too chavalón to retire, ese. We're still chavalones. Boy sat at the laminate and chrome table in La Buena Bakery. It was the only piece of furniture in the sitting area besides the six chairs and the glass counter bisecting the big rectangular room. An old cantina. Boy had gotten into a morning routine where he walked to the bakery, ordered a coffee, and sat at the table in a way he could see the baker baking. Meche, his childhood coquette. He smiled at the attendant, Meche's daughter, who by now had tempered her scowl with a non-expression, as if he wasn't there. Boy saw this as progress. Meche had gotten used to, even looked forward to, Boy's visits. She went about baking and looking back at him. They smiled at each other. When everything went into the oven, Meche would come out and sit at the table with Boy, enjoying him with a small coffee and chat about old times, mostly elementary school. What were the names of those twins who were with us in elementary? Totally different looking, one bigger and a lot lighter complected than the other, Meche asked. The Flores brothers, Roy and Ernesto. Didn't look like twins at all. We nicknamed Roy Neto, so it sounded like his brothers, Nesto. In that way, making them seem more like twins. Neto and Nesto, said Boy. Meche laughed uproariously. The best point in their daily encounter came when their small talk paused and they silently sipped their coffee and gave each other tiny smiles. Boy felt as if he could pass the rest of his life this way. Nobody caught tiny smiles outside of the South Side. When Boy first went to college, he thought it would be a matter of time before he met somebody who did. So he flashed and flashed them. Yet nobody caught them. Everybody took it as shyness, sullenness, too ethnic. He eventually gave up and made sure to talk instead. That did get noticed, the Amades, and the rest was gacho history. Meche was anxious about what would come next. She recalled it was this way when they were chavos. She wanted her first kiss, and he seemed oblivious. No, we're still chavalones, Boy? She asked him eventually. Boy breathed deeply before he responded. Simon, lots of life still ahead of us. If that's what you mean, Boy finally said. Meche shook her head. That wasn't what she meant. Boy knew what she meant, but he only looked at her. They were back in the sixth grade. Say you like me, he tried to tell her telepathically. No, we're still chavalones and have time to wait, she said. Say you like her, he told himself silently. They sat together a long time. More empanadas, they heard from the counter. Meche got up and went to the back room to bake.
Yalu, that's it. Ya lo voy a hacer. I'm headed out. This is El Marfa inviting you to tune in next week for another episode of Caló. If you have any questions, comments, or even words you think we should feature in future shows, send us an email at caló@marfapublicradio.org. I'd love to hear from you. We can also chat. Órale, ay, te guacho.